Welcome to the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm Natasha, a licensed sex therapist and certified sex and intimacy coach, on a mission to empower Black women to choose a life of pleasure, not just today, but every day. There is nothing more powerful than a Black woman that authentically owns her pleasure and sensuality. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the gems. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. Today's episode is a mixture of a little bit of history and a little bit of vulnerability on my part in me understanding, I won't say understanding, but me building a relationship with my body as a Black woman. And these are conversations that I've had with, you know, within my friend circle, and I've paid attention to what it looks like on social media. And I thought it would be good to add to this history part to give some individuals that aren't aware of this particular person and how it plays in our present, just a little bit more knowledge, right? So I am introducing Miss Sarah Bartman. The first time I heard about Sarah was, I want to say undergrad, but it's possible that it was a little bit earlier than that. It may have been in high school. I'm not 100% sure. I know for sure it was undergrad. And then when I got my sex doula certification, we discussed her as well. So for those of you who do not know who Sarah Bartman is, she was a woman in the Khoikhoi tribe in Africa, in South Africa, who was brought to Europe. Not 100% sure if she was brought in intentionally, like she, it was no consent to it, or if she did consent to it. Not 100% sure, that's up in the air. However, she was brought over to Europe because of her body, and she was put into shows. So she had, and I am probably going to butcher this word, but she had steatopygia. That's as good as I got. Basically, excessive fat in her butt, which was normal for women in Africa. However, the white people in Europe thought that it was something that they could show off. They put her in freak shows. They had her dance and sing naked. They would put her in cages. And what I always found interesting about her is how much they felt she was grotesque, but also fetishized her body, which brings us to the present moment of the Black body being fetishized, but we'll get to that. So her body was envied, though it was talked about, and she was treated very, very badly. There was even a point where she was doing shows at zoos. She was doing private parties in white people's homes. And she was a spectacle, right? She was a spectacle, and it was because of her body. And she was able, they were able to touch her. They were able to stare at her. They were able to do whatever they wanted with her body. Not only did she spend a life being a spectacle, but even after she died, she was still a spectacle. They dissected her and put her on display. And it wasn't until, I think, a few years ago that her body was actually taken out of the museum. Don't hold me to what museum it is. It was, but her body was taken out of the museum and sent back home, I believe, to South Africa. So I always find her story very interesting, because her body type, if you look up her body type is the standard for Black women. And it is idolized across the board. So we know that white women are, the corn rolls and getting their lips bigger and their butts and their breasts and like all of that. As much as we've spent history past slavery being tortured and talked about how nasty we are and beneath the barrel of the barrel of the barrel, there has always been something about a black woman that has put a twinkle in people's eyes, even if they don't want to admit it, especially white men, because in slavery, they took what they wanted. As much as they talked crap about it, they took what they wanted, and that's what they wanted. That's the type of body they wanted. So bringing that back to me, right? As a black woman, I have struggled with what my body looks like because the standard is the wide hips, the small waist, the big butt, thick thighs, all of that. Everything proportioned just right. That is what you see on social media. That is the hot thing across the board. Natasha, am not built like that. Okay. So I have a size H. Yep. I'm top heavy. Okay. So cup size H. I don't really have a waist. I don't really have a butt. Like I don't have those particular features. And because that is what's glorified, that is the ideal body for a black woman, I used to get talked about all the time. Like all the time about the fact that I didn't have any butt. Not only like people outside, but people in my family as well. Like really, even to this day, it's something I still work around. Every day I have to choose to love my body. And that's not a problem because it's done a lot for me. It's carried my kids. It allows me to dance. It allows me to show up in spaces that I want to. And so now I just treat my body for the most part, minus the eating that's coming. But I treat my body how I want it to feel. I want it to feel loved. Even when I'm having a hard time loving it, even when I'm having a hard time liking it. So that's a thing. And I've also found that my clients struggle a lot with that. The black women that I see, that is a part of their struggle. Accepting their body, accepting that there are certain things that if they wear it, it doesn't look as elegant. It doesn't look as professional. It doesn't look as classy as if someone without that body type put it on. Having issues like me with not looking like what they see, or trying to get a partner and being belittled or pushed to the side because of what their body does not look like. It's crazy that there's so much repulsion to the black woman's body, but it's the underlying standard. Like it's the underlying standard, no matter how far back you go and how many times you read articles and look in books and, oh my God, that's gross. And oh, look at that. It's so big, this, that, and the other, but that's what y'all wanted. That's what y'all wanted. That's what y'all enjoyed even to this day. And I was reading an article about how black women have taken this horrid history of Sarah Bartman and turned it into a plus, because now there are women who make really good money off of showing off their body. They get free things. They get, you know, think of social media influencers showing off their body. It has become their livelihood. And there is controversy between if that was the right direction to go or not. I am not here to go back and forth with if it's the right way or not. For me, if it works for you and it makes you happy, then go ahead and do that. Be that. But again, going through this little series of history, understanding where this comes from and why, understanding why as Black women, our ideal body, what we struggle with, is a lot different than the white woman. A lot of us, me, I am not thriving to look like the ideal white yoga body. That's not what I aspire to have. I've always aspired to be curvy. I've always aspired to fill out anything that I put on. And while I have fallen in love and I find the clothing type that works for my body, I have no problem going to a Black woman and saying, you look good. You know, I don't have a problem giving that compliment. I don't have a problem looking at shapely women because it's visually appealing. It's visually appealing. But that's something to take into consideration when you think about your history, you think about how you feel about yourself, how you show up for yourself, mind, body, and soul. Like, there is a history of all of this. The reason you feel the way you do, the reason you think the way you do, the reason people treat you the way that they do, when it comes to this particular episode, when it comes to your body and trying to figure out your body and like your parents or like your grandmother being so self-conscious about your body and what's shown and what's out there and who's looking, it comes from a history of Black women being oogled, groped, used, abused, prostitute, like just across the board because of what she looks like. But that's what the slaves had to deal with. Remember, in the last episode, I talked about how the Black women were the master's play toy. He did defiling things to her that he would never do to his wife. Never do to his wife. And honestly, that shit hasn't changed, if we're being honest. Like, it hasn't changed. So, but I highly encourage you to do more research about Sarah Bartman. Get to know her. Get to know her history. Read about how her experience, her body, has trickled into today with Black women falling in love and using it to their advantage, and paying attention to the people that have issues with that. Everyone has their opinions about what people do with what they do. But know your history, get the facts, and then make an educated decision off of that. And on that note, I'm going to end it here, and I will talk to you on the next episode. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Unapologetic Vixen podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you enjoyed this episode, like, leave a comment, and share it with someone you know could use the space. If you're ready to tap into your pleasure, join the Virtual Vixen Suite. It's a safe space for Black women to gain support and empowerment as they access pleasure, intimacy, and satisfying sex every day. And remember, pleasure is your right, boo.